said she's just another groupie slut. And I said I thought you were anything but. Think again. Sometimes reputations outlive their applications. Sometimes fires don't go out when you're done playing with them. I feel so funny.
Welcome to the Multimedia Man Podcast number 9. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey.
The devastatingly handsome Andrew Conway.
That's right. Thanks for the compliment.
Is it the beard?
It's the beard.
Okay.
And the man who eats beef jerky at every meal, Gotti El Con.
No, bye. It's Mike Mumford and Sons.
Turkey,
I quit.
It's kosher turkey jerky.
It's kosher turkey jerky.
Beef is kosher, dumbasses.
I didn't say that.
Who said that?
You don't make turkey. Go ahead. Just
kosher.
God.
You just been kosher.
Nine times. Thanks for joining us. This is our famous segment where we recast movies. We've recast Ghostbusters, Revenge of the Nerds, and Police Academy.
Da-da-da.
Now we're recasting Empire Records, which we think is an excellent movie in the 90s where we had, like, you know, what Grease did for 50s music, CD4 did for rap music. I think Empire Records did for rock alternative music.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes. And it's 90s. It's iconic. There's a lot. It's a great ensemble
did
cast.
Did you just reference CB4, by the way?
He did. That one in there, folks.
And I'm black, y'all.
Chris Rock's greatest
black,
role.
Y'all.
For the image, just think John Lovett singing that.
Awesome. I did reference CB4. It's a first for the Multimedia Men podcast.
Won't be the last, though.
There's a lot of people in this cast.
There is a lot of people in this cast. So we're going to start out with the character named Mitchell, played by Ben Bode. Mitchell was the owner of Empire Records, who was selling it to corporate. And, you know, he was the one at the end who was trying to keep his money jar. I think a good guy for that would be Ed Helms.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, who's your choice?
Paul Giamatti!
He would be great. He'd be like Pig Vomit from Private Parts. He would be good.
Well, he was Pig Vomit.
He
plays the same character in all
the guy.
Angry man yelling at somebody.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti, Ed Helms, I think would be good. Andrew, do you have anybody from
I actually had along the same lines as probably in between both those right there. I had John C. Reilly. Because I feel like John C. Reilly can play that sort of. Just have some
I
sort
do
of
too,
name.
But I think John C. Reilly, I would laugh at him more.
Yeah, I thought this guy was an asshole.
Yeah,
but you know,
like,
he's
a dick.
I think Ed Helms could really pull an asshole.
He could pull. I mean, he was an asshole in the Jeff movie.
Jeff was at home.
Oh, he was an asshole in that.
And We Are the Millers.
I thought Clark, what's his face?
Clark Gregg?
No, yes. Clark Gregg.
Agent Coulson?
Agent Coulson could play this guy in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Or any other random person. Go ahead.
All right, moving on. We're moving up to one of the fan favorite character, Warren, who was originally played by Brendan Sexton. Warren was the little kid who stole a lot of records and then ended up becoming... He was the inspiration for Ethan Embry yelling, "Shoplifter!" So I think Chris Mintz Plasse would be awesome as Warren, even though he's
a
slightly older
kid.
He would he has the squeaky voice, and he could just I could picture him just yelling, "My name isn't fucking Warren." I think that would be funny. What about y'all?
I went in a totally different direction. I chose Zac Efron.
Whoa!
I know. Well, I guess
that would be
awesome. Kind of
that'd
based
awesome.
On his character from
Parkland.
Parkland.
Liberal arts.
Liberal arts.
Yeah, he was a hippie.
Okay, that's not bad.
But he's in rehab now for cocaine.
Well, that maybe it makes even more sense.
Yeah.
Need money for drugs.
So yeah, I like that. Actually, I like.
I don't. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That'd be good. Weird.
You can dirty him down.
I'll dirty him.
Do y'all have anybody for?
Yeah, I had. From The Spectacular Now, I have Miles Teller.
Miles Teller?
He's so tall. I have him for someone else.
Yeah, I've got Miles for someone else, exactly. I think This is a little smaller character. Miles is like a lead.
Fucking Warren. And also Warren's younger than everyone
else. And very much younger than everyone else.
So that's why Chris looks younger, and so does Zac Efron.
Miles Teller can play a younger.
Well, he is actually pretty young.
He is young. He's like 19 or something bullshit. But
yeah, I feel like, yeah.
I almost think he's more dynamic.
Miles Teller, well, I felt Miles Teller because, you know, because.
Yeah, quick.
Because Warren, was quick on his feet.
Yeah.
Shit left and right. I feel like Miles Teller.
So scenes with him and Rory are genius.
Yeah. So I feel like Miles Teller would be great on that.
I went two. I got two choices.
Okay.
Clark Duke because of the speed. I think Duke could have the speed of the. He didn't look it, the part.
Yeah.
But I think he's got the speed. Look wise, minus the voice in this movie, but I think this kid could look. He's kind of shorter. And he's got kind of like a mean, like he could steal shit from Place Beyond the Pines. Emery Cohen, kid, not Dan.
Bradley Cooper's
song. Kid, minus that deep voice of his. If he could somehow not have that deep of voice, I think he would be spot on as a shoplifter that kind of gets
re-merged
as a
better. I like that. I was also thinking of the redheaded kid, Mickey from Shameless.
Yes.
Ian
something. His name's something.
Yeah.
Or
the younger son from Weeds. I was also what I was thinking.
Oh yeah,
the one who kills the man. Yeah,
yeah. He's pretty awesome.
You need someone who can be a little diabolical but has a heart.
Yes. All right. Moving on to Eddie, James Willis, played by James Willis. Eddie was the character who had the really long hair. It was kind of goofy. He came into that scene where they were playing Money, That's What I Want. He was doing the little dance jig. It's a small part. He's goofy, but I think Nick Holt would be funny at that part. Just a
funny stoner kid. Because he's taller.
Yeah, funny stoner kid.
That's kind of funny. I had him as different. I had him as Burko.
I have
because he's got dark hair, but
I have Ezra Miller as Eddie.
I have Ezra as somebody
from
else.
Perks.
Yeah,
really?
I have Ezra as somebody else.
Yeah, I have Ezra as another
more
thought.
So yeah, I took it a whole different way. I was like, Eddie should be like someone that's still. I feel like he's still working at the record store.
A little bit older.
A little older. So I actually went with Jason Mewes. I thought it was hilarious because
Mewes has got the look.
He's got the look. He's someone that's he's still working here.
Yes, Jason Mewes.
Like a lifer.
Yes.
It's like a lifer at a record store. And I feel like he would pull
that's
it.
My
he could pull
Jason
that off.
I like Jason Mewes.
Yeah, that's
better than my choice.
That's good.
I had Nick Holt as well, but my other guy was another Nick from The Descendants, Nick Crossy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who he plays the perfect kind of stoner look, man.
The guy who played the dumb boyfriend of Weir the Millers with the long hair.
The guy with the tattoos and shit.
Regrets.
Yeah.
No regrets. That's funny.
Jason Mewes, though.
Jason Mewes.
Genius.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I like that cameo.
All right, moving on to the character Corey Mason, played by Liv Tyler. I went with Alexis Bledel. I think she'd be really good in that. That part, that role.
Yeah,
she could,
from Rory.
Yeah, I think she'd be really good. She can play like she's the smart one who.
I don't know if she's sexy enough. Sexy enough.
Liv Tyler was
Liv
like.
Liv Tyler's gonna be like a hidden sexiness, and
that
she's.
I think Alexis Bledel would have that.
She might. I just don't look at her like.
I don't see her like that, but that's.
I like her as an actress. I like, but
what
that's an interesting one.
What do you got, Adam?
I have Emma Stone / Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, from Elizabeth Martha.
Yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth Olsen.
Once again, though,
actors.
I feel like
they're not
sexy
enough.
Need a wow factor there. That's like someone.
I think Elizabeth Olsen's hot. So
see, I went.
Elizabeth Olsen is kind of hot, but
who do you have? Who do you have?
I have a lot of names, but the two that stand out to me: Emmy Rossum from Shameless.
Yeah. I like her.
I think she's kind of a little older, but she's still sexy.
I like her.
And
I
don't like her that much as an actress or a singer, God forbid. Catherine McPhee, though, I think, has got the sex appeal.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't stand her voice.
I like Emmy Rossum.
I went with television also, but I went someone that I feel will look just hot. I went with Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
Which one is she?
The blonde, though.
Yeah, she plays the blonde.
She's a brunette in real life.
She's a brunette in real life.
Yeah.
Who does she play?
They don't have to mention the brunette.
Targaryen.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yes.
Khaleesi.
Yes.
She's okay. Khaleesi.
I thought you were going to say Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries over there.
She can't be hotter than the Renee Zellweger character. I think that's...
Well, you can definitely hide Emilia, how hot Emilia Clarke is.
That's true. She could have a hidden...
I feel like you could make her a brunette, like her natural hair color, and people aren't going to really know who she is from Game of Thrones. And I feel like she definitely has a range, and I feel like she would be...
I like her and Emma Rossum.
Yeah.
I think if they were in a casting room,
put them together, it would be like superhuman.
Yeah. I like both those. All right, moving on to Burko, played by Coyote Shivers. He is the one that sings Sugar High, and he's the one that breaks up with Deb, Robin Tooney's character in the movie.
I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
I went with a guy that actually sings in real life, and a guy that's sort of coming back on our radar thanks to Dallas Buyers Club, Jared Leto.
He seems a little too old for the part, but
he's got the gothic look down.
Yeah,
that's necessarily age is not a huge thing here because you have so many. You're working at a record store. It's not like you're in high school or anything like that. So you have all these different ages, for sure. And he did look a little bit older than everyone else. I feel like he was. Yeah, he did have that.
I like Leto,
and I feel like you know, make him, you know, give him sort of a Russell Brand haircut and let him run wild.
That'd be funny. I like Leto. I think he's great in everything. I picked Max Minchella. He's the
Social Network.
He was the guy who like paid for the Winklevoss twins.
Okay.
The kind of
the Indian guy?
The guy with
Well,
he's playing Indian in the movie.
Yeah. I am.
He's white
British. He's British.
What is he doing?
Yeah,
he's
in the Google
movie.
Play
goth? Maybe. I can't see him as like Leto I can see.
That's I think he'd be funny.
Choice.
I think he'd be good in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your choice?
Adam?
I didn't really have anyone, but...
Well, my two choices were already said. They were the Nicholas Holt, I thought, could play that role.
Yeah.
He's taller,
Dane
too.
Dane DeHaan, I was kind of thinking of.
I've got Dane for another role, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jack Houston from...
Oh, yeah.
So Jared Leto wins out because we don't have strong...
Jared Leto could win out, yeah.
How about the guy from Rock of Ages?
All right, moving on to my
favorite
character, Mark, played by Ethan Embry. He ate pot brownies.
We're
watched Guar. He yelled shoplifter. I have three people for this. I have Anton Yelkin, Paul Dano, and Ezra Miller.
Out on all those, except for Ezra.
What? Paul Dano would be awesome at that.
He's not quirky enough.
He's not, yeah.
He's not like...
He's too creepy. He's too child molester.
I'm going to pick... I picked one of... You brought him up a lot. Brett Harrison. Could easily play this character.
Okay.
Another is, not Game of Thrones role, but Love Actually role, the little blonde son of Liam. He's quick-witted, and he's kind of short, younger than every... Because Emery's
he's
character was
he's
that
like
one.
A new movie, though.
I'm not on for that for him, for Mark, at all.
Who do you have, Adam?
I have Thomas Mann, who was the star from Project X. I think he looks almost like Ethan Embry, and you know, how would I do the same mannerisms? But yeah,
nice.
What about you?
Well, I had one like obvious choice, Michael Cera, just because
I had Michael. I thought about Michael.
He's
Cera for
definitely
role, but not
kind
him.
Of weird and
Mark's
just like
crazy.
Ethan Embry. But then the other person,
Mark Webber,
would be a little more along the lines.
Not
was
wild enough.
Was Will Poulter, who was just in We Are
I have Will Poulter down.
He was just because he's a weird kind of weird guy.
He's got that sort of
dumb face that Ethan Embry has like through almost the whole movie.
Yeah,
like, you know, and I feel like that'd be great. And are we gonna keep Guar in this movie, or are we gonna replace Guar with someone?
It has
like, someone
to be replaced by somebody.
Yeah,
some
go,
other
like ghost. So
Will Poulter.
I like Will Poulter and I like Ezra Miller for those roles because I think they can both freak out and just.
Yeah,
they can also be really lovable because he's just
Ezra would be interesting because he's played darker. It'd be fun to see in a fun role. But I got Will Poulter too.
Awesome. All right, moving on to Deborah. I mean, not Deborah, Gina, who was played by Renee Zellweger, the hot one that had sex with Rex Manning on the copier. I went with Juno Temple.
Not hot enough, but it's like dirty enough for sure.
I had Juno Temple for Deborah.
Like Juno can play dark and kind of mysterious.
I would Juno Temple with Renee. I have somebody else for Deborah, but Juno Temple. Who do you have for Gina?
I have Vanessa Hudgens and Anna Sophia Robb.
I have Anna Sophia Robb.
Yeah.
I love her. She's young, but she can play sexy. Okay.
Vanessa Hudgens, which one is she?
She's in Spring Breakers.
She's in High School Musical.
Right. Any of those little boys could play this role.
Mine are a little older than that, but I went with Julian Jacobs from Community.
Okay, yeah.
I had her for Janet.
And I just, you know, she's comedic styling, and she sort of got that. She could be sort of that bubbly character for sure. And then also Amanda Seyfried from...
I like Amanda Seyfried.
Pretty much playing her role for Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Pretty much Mean Girls. There you go.
I like that.
Do y'all remember Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist? Alexis Dezzini, or however you say her last name? The Michael Cera's girlfriend that breaks his heart all the time.
That's right.
Yeah. That hot piece could easily play this role.
They're going to go with Ari Grenier, who's the drunk chick.
No, Ari was actually on my list for Liv, but just you'd have to dye her hair.
Yeah.
Quirky.
She tied up though on a TV show.
I like Amanda Seyfried for that.
I like Ari Grenier.
Yeah.
All right.
Jewish too.
Kosha! What about Deborah?
Deborah, played by Robin Tooney, she was the one that shaved her head. In the original one,
yes.
I think
Britney Spears,
Brie Larson, or Ellen Page.
Okay,
Ellen Page for sure.
I don't know.
I agree, Larson.
I'm not a huge.
I also had Juno Temple. I thought an interesting choice would be Dakota Fanning.
Short hair Dakota Fanning might be something unique.
She could commit to a role.
What was that?
Because I was thinking of when she was the lead singer of the Cherry Bombs,
and
the Runaways.
I went a little different. I had Emma Watson.
I have her too, but
ooh.
I was like,
I thought she'd be great.
She wouldn't do it.
It could be something completely different.
She's still just a little too like adorable.
That's not until she shaves her head.
But Robin Tooney was kind
of like
so dark.
I feel like she would take, you know, she wants to play against type. I feel like this would be a great role for her to play against type. She's look what she did in This Is the End. And that was she did great.
She still looks exactly like fucking Hermione, though. I couldn't get that one down.
Yeah.
I went one TV and one movie. Parenthood's Mae Whitman. She plays
like
the kind of.
She would be good.
I like
she.
That's my favorite
looks.
One so far is Mae Whitman.
And the other, we brought up Fincher's dragon tattoo, Rooney Mara.
Okay.
Just because she could play golf like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Ooh, shit, both those.
Yeah. But I kind of like Mae Whitman because
or her sister, Kate. Why not?
I think Mae Whitman has enough innocence where she could, when she shaves her head, there's a drastic change. And I like her on Parenthood. Like, that character could go dark at any point.
That's pretty sweet. I like that.
Kind of want to see Emma Watson in any of these damn roles.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, moving on to AJ, played by Johnny Whitworth. He's the artist. He's kind of one of the main guys who works there. I went with AJ, Aaron Johnson.
Huh.
What's Aaron Taylor Johnson now because he took his wife's name?
That's true.
He's got to lose those muscles, though.
Well,
you
know, Kick-Ass?
He gained those muscles just for Kick-Ass.
Aaron Johnson.
Has he lost
them?
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He's thinning down because he's going to be Quicksilver.
I think he'd be good with like the little floppy hair.
Him as Lennon, I could see him as this kind of like quiet love, strong. Yeah, I
yeah, with
it.
The floppy hair and him, you know, trying to be an artist. I think he'd be good in that role. What about y'all?
Well, I went with the black actor Michael B. Jordan to
to mix things.
I thought of like Michael B. Jordan, but I didn't put him down. Like I just Michael B. Jordan has a lot more personality.
Yeah,
like this guy had like quiet nothingness.
That's why my pick, I think, is...
Or Dane DeHaan, anyone from Chronicle.
He's quiet enough.
I got a quiet guy.
Who's a quiet guy?
He kind of went along with my other pick, the one that I picked for Liv Tyler, pulling from Game of Thrones, Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow.
Who's gone now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
What do you mean, gone?
Isn't he doing a movie?
He's doing a terrible movie. What was that movie he's doing?
A terrible movie.
Can't remember,
but I feel like, you know, he's definitely got that look. He's got the hair for sure, and he can play quiet.
He's definitely pretty enough and quiet.
He can play quiet.
He's got that pretty well. I like that pick.
Yeah.
I got two choices. One you'll probably hate, and one you'll probably love. The first one you'll hate, Josh Hutcherson, just because I think he's got the cute factor.
Yeah,
but I don't know if he can shut the hell up. And then the other one I really like, Logan Lerman from
Perth. I like Logan Lerman.
Because he's quiet throughout.
I like him, but I think
I don't think he's pretty enough for it.
This guy's got to be...
He's not the best actor either. So.
Yeah. I think Aaron Johnson is perfect for this role. You just need
a quiet,
pretty kid.
You don't need a fucking great actor. I like Game of Thrones boy. I think he could be an interesting...
Yeah.
Because he's got that dark, handsome, quiet
I think
dude.
You get him...
Or Aaron Johnson.
And Aaron Johnson in
a
room.
A skinny Aaron Johnson would be really good.
All right, moving on to a lot of people's favorites.
Best
Lucas, Roy Cochran, who is also in Days of Confused.
So good.
As Slayson. Lucas, I went with either Jesse Eisenberg or Daniel Radcliffe. I think those both could...
Daniel Radcliffe, that's...
I think they both could pull that, you know...
I thought Lucas is cool. I never think of Daniel Radcliffe as cool.
Oh, I think
Lucas was the coolest kid in the entire movie.
And
Daniel Radcliffe is...
My pick.
No way. I think he can.
I'm Miles Teller for this.
Miles Teller in a heartbeat makes sense.
Not
he's
just
the coolest fucking kid.
Cooler.
I also have Joel Kinnaman.
I got a cooler guy.
I was thinking of outside the box.
Cooler. I like Miles Teller.
I don't know about any of that.
I got someone that can play.
Who me and you on.
Cool's cool factor is like a 10.
Oh my god. I just like your enthusiasm.
He's so cool. Oh my god. I'm with JT, Justin Timberlake.
I have Justin, but as a different role. Oh,
I feel like
Rex Manning, like older,
see,
playing older.
I feel like Justin Timberlake would be perfect for this role. Think about it, because everyone is going to want to sort of idolize
I went Social Network, but I went Andrew Garfield. Garfield could play this role because he's
like
not.
Garfield.
I like Garfield, but I feel like JT just has a little more range.
I like
JT,
but
Rex
not for this
Manning,
role.
If he did like SNL,
we're not there
JT.
Yet. Neither Rex Manning.
What about?
But I like Miles Teller, and I like what you just say.
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. I like those.
Miles.
Yeah,
I think Miles steals.
I feel like Miles Teller. I don't feel like they're. They can pull it off. I don't feel like
I think
can pull it off because
Miles
the
is
character,
so chill
character.
Though. He's so cool. I know Garfield. I think he's Spider-Man. He is this character, Peter Pan. He's kind of a dick, cool kid.
He's Peter Pan.
Peter Parker. Peter Pan.
Hey-o.
Whoa!
You heard it here first. Garfield.
Hey.
All right, Peter moving Pan. On to Jane, played by Debbie Mazar. Originally, Jane was Rex Manning's assistant who quit on him, you know, during this day. And I went with Aubrey Plaza for Jane.
That's a good. Definitely.
She's a little young.
She's an assistant.
Yeah. Debbie was like...
She's an assistant.
Late 30s.
Yeah, she had a kid, I guess, but she...
Yeah, like, I thought of her as like an old... I've got my choice.
See,
I had the Community duo, Allison Brie or Jillian Jacobs. Those are the two I was thinking.
I like Jillian Jacobs a lot.
Yeah. See, I went younger with this, too. I went with Emma Roberts, just because I feel she can play that bitch.
Who's Emma Roberts again?
Emma Roberts. Julia Roberts is... niece?
Which one?
She was in We Are the Millers. She was in...
Oh, okay. Yes.
She's
kind of
too hot.
Debbie
not no offense to Debbie. Debbie's a lovely
we
woman.
Can definitely,
but like,
we can definitely tone down how hot she is. Give her a... Give
I guess
her a,
my choice
give
is
her a bun
too.
And glasses. Give her a
but
bun and
I went
glasses.
Totally older than y'all. I
no, but I feel like...
Way older.
What?
Mary Louise Parker.
Too old.
Too old.
Too old. Yeah.
She's still hot, but yeah. Too old.
Like, cool chick that knows music that's stuck in a shitty situation. I think she played that downtrodden person.
Yeah, well, I feel like...
Or Emmy Rossum playing older could do it as well.
I like Emmy Rossum as Corey.
Emma Roberts would be interesting, though.
That's cool.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
She
is. Yeah.
All right, moving on to It's Rex Manning Day, played by Maxwell Caulfield originally. I went older with this. I think
I
John Hamm would be perfect for fucking Rex Manning.
No way!
John's
Hamm, won the next guy. Are you
no
serious?
No way, no, not for Joe Reeves. John Hamm
John
is a
can't
perfect,
play this dick. John's the good
guy. No,
no,
man. John Hamm is perfect for Rex Manning.
No
you
way.
You give him a little makeup.
It's funny
he could be
yeah.
so
I put
goofy
John
as that.
Fucking Joe.
No way. John Hamm for Rex Manning.
Why Joe and Rex's are they could be the same people. I had Sam Rockwell for...
I have him as fucking Joe!
So do
I got two Joes!
Yeah.
You can't
we're
do
not a Joe yet! We're Rex Manning!
Oh
let's do
my
Rex
God.
Manning only.
Who's Rex Manning? Who do you get for Rex Manning?
I just said Sam Rockwell.
See, I had a little different. I had, I went with...
Well, I have him for both, which is funny. He's playing two characters in the movie.
Oh my God. I've got two very different actors.
All right, who do you got, Andrew?
I actually went with someone that's proven that he can play really funny and he's actually got some musical chops. I went with Tom Cruise, actually.
I could see that.
Doing a cameo role, sort of playing sort of Tropical Thunder and Stacey Jacks mixed together, playing that sort of asshole.
I would like that. And I'd rather see John Hamm.
It's such a big name, it might just fuck. Because I have a big name.
I feel
name.
Like it'd be funny. It's a big name.
I think a Ben Stiller.
It's a big name that has little part.
Wig, do it. Do it.
Who do you have for X-Men and Gotti?
My younger choice was Justin Timberlake, because I think he could pull off the dick in the box type humor with Rex Manning, but he's a little too young. My other choice, simply because I've seen him in long blonde hair, is Matt Damon. I think Matt Damon.
He was in Eurotrip. Yeah.
I think he could play this role. Scotty doesn't know. Well. Like, he could fuck it up so awesome.
Have an American actor in this role, too, and do Terry Crews would be hilarious against, like, a James Brown type.
Terry Crews doing James Brown would be like, so funny. And he's still trying to be awesome. I'm going with John Hamm or Terry Crews and James Brown. I would be, oh, my God.
I don't see John Hamm at all. John Hamm is my Joe.
Have you seen John Hamm?
Seen John Hamm? He looks nothing like Rex Manning. John Hamm is
matter.
John Hamm's cool. Like him. You don't want to hang out with Rex Manning?
In 30 Rock.
30 Rock or Children's Hospital. Rock. He's so goofy. He's goofy in real life, too.
Yeah.
He plays that character.
Both of my jokes.
John Hamm would be perfect. Terry Crews and James Brown for Rex Manning would be so fucking good, man. Perfect. And that leaves us for the last one, Joe Reeves, which was played by Anthony LaPaglia. Need somebody fun who's also stern.
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. Like
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell or Bradley Cooper. I think Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper really could pull it off.
This I think a funny choice would be John Cusack, since he already ran.
I thought it was John, but he's too old.
He played the same character. I wonder if he.
Well, this guy is a little older. I got two different names.
Didn't he have a girlfriend that was?
Both in Almost Famous. I got Jason Lee.
Disney would be great.
Great as his role, or Philip Seymour Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman. The Hoff.
Anthony Paglia stunt.
Hoffman was
John Nelson.
He was his name in.
He was the Almost Ricker Famous, guy. Yeah. Almost Famous.
No, like, I know who he was. What was his name in that? Wasn't it Rex?
No. But this is. Who knows? But pretty much Philip Seymour Hoffman
Lex.
Playing that
Lester.
Sort of character, sort of cool. Yeah.
Lester Bangs.
With the hairy hat and Boogie Nights, and just mix those together, and you got the, I don't know.
I feel
Jason Lee's probably a stronger
Jason Lee's,
there,
I think, my favorite.
For sure.
Or Jason Segel?
Not Jason Segel.
No.
He's not that big of a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see John Cusack.
I feel like Jason
Lee
would encompass that role. Like, I feel like
Sam Rockwell would encompass it.
Yeah,
too,
I think
though.
Sam Rockwell is my number one choice. If he didn't want it, I would go with Jason Lee, then to
do
John
it.
Cusack,
do
then Bradley Cooper.
Do it.
Jason Lee would be fun too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two, 1A, 1B.
And so that's our cast. But also, let's talk about the music, since the music of that time. I think in this new version, like. Arcade Fire,
all
Adele,
Arctic Monkeys,
Jack White, White
no,
Stripes,
Jim
Blossoms,
Radiohead. Back.
Radiohead.
You can't go wrong with Jim Blossoms.
What are Radiohead, Black Joe Louis, Adele,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Mumford & Sons.
Maybe
the Lumineers over
Blops.
Mumford & Sons.
I will wait for this movie with them.
Who would sing Sugar High?
Group Love is what I was thinking.
Group Love could do it well.
Yeah, because they got a girl
love.
And a guy.
Yeah,
they
could do it real well.
Or
even the Lumineers.
You can understand.
Gotti's favorite, the Lumineers.
It's better than Mumford & Sons.
They had
at least they didn't quit.
The Lumineers would do it.
Any of those bands,
God.
The girl and the guy.
Lumineers or girl
so
and the guy.
We mentioned this earlier.
So
who's
the head and the hot?
Who are we going to get to replace Guar? heavy metal, you know,
oh, Guar?
Sons of Death Metal? Or
Ghost, man. Ghost.
I don't know Ghost. But
yeah, I have their album. They're a
hardcore
heavy metal.
Screamers?
They dress in black robes and demon masks.
I like that.
Maybe
nice.
Really nice.
Ghost, man. Yeah. But
Marilyn
awesome.
Manson as a cameo? That'd be kind of weird.
Who does?
Marilyn Manson.
There we go. We got
that.
This is going to be a great movie, guys.
Yeah,
I
man.
Feel
let's,
like,
let's
a
little bit better than our police.
We got any producers out there? Any other producers out there that want us to want to pay us to make this movie, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
We
would love
it.
To remake this
we
movie.
We will make this movie for you.
And
let Tom fucking Cruise.
And let us know your picks for these roles in the comments.
Yeah, I'm sure there's someone we forgot.
Especially Mitchell. I really want to know what y'all think about Mitchell.
Mitchell Benbode. Thanks for listening to us. We are the Multimedia Men.
Recast.